Establishment media admit Biden has struggled to find footing on border crisis as Trump arrives to inspect wall. By Wendell Hasebo on June 30, 2021. The Biden administration has struggled to find its footing on the border crisis, establishment media admitted Wednesday. In the early months of his presidency, Biden's team stumbled with a surge of unaccompanied minors crossing the border, as shelters became overwhelmed and officials strained to process the influx of children, The Washington Post reported. The Post then slammed the administration for not rescinding the Trump-era public health rule that allows the United States to expel migrants, including people seeking asylum, during the coronavirus pandemic. But the Post did defend President Joe Biden's approach to immigration, claiming his administration canceled construction contracts for further walls at the border. Former President Trump will visit the border wall Wednesday on an official visit with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, as there was nearly a 700% increase of migrant crossings since last May. Trump will also receive a security border briefing with Texas state officials before he attends a town hall on Fox News. The establishment media's slamming of Biden's border crisis comes amid sinking poll numbers for the administration on immigration. A poll on Monday indicated 55% of Americans believe Biden should have continued former Trump's southern border policies, such as the Remain in Mexico policy. Another poll released June 28 suggested 57% of Texan voters disapprove of Biden's handling of the border crisis after Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to the state on Friday to inspect the border 800 miles away from the crisis region. And on June 24, a poll revealed 41% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the immigration crisis. Each year, 4 million young Americans enter the workforce. But they are forced by their government to compete against a growing population of illegal migrants, 1 million new legal immigrants, and the resident workforce of roughly 2 million temporary guest workers. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim.